Director of Economic Development, lease Larry Kelly Hangar, lease name change.
Pass them out. Here's a document coming around that will back up the information I'm about ready to present. Larry Kelly is one of the five individuals who has been approved to lease one of the corporate hangar sites at the airport, and his accountant has recommended that he change his name to Rag Wings and Radials Aircraft Leasing LLC. The terms are consistent with all the other leases, they're as attached with the supporting documents. His site is site number 4. We do have a prepared lease with the pending approved name change that will be forthcoming.
Okay.
We have a motion that Sussex County Council approve a name change for hangar lease location number 4 at the Sussex County Airport for Larry Kelly to Rag Wings and Radials Aircraft Leasing LLC, consisting of Larry Kelly and Laurie Thompson Partners.
Gentlemen?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion for a name change on a lease. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
I voted yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Mr. Archett, Assistant County Engineer, proposed Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Circulation of petitions. Rob Davis is his van away. Mr. Archett.
Find Elm Hill Pike. You know you find Elm Hill Pike when you're down there.
Read the motion.
My first item on the agenda this morning is, or this afternoon, tonight. I get my. Done this too many times. Yeah.
I understand.
Anyway, my first item is has to do with the Angola Neck proposed Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. We have received requests from the Angola Neck area for sanitary sewer service, and so what we're proposing is that we circulate petitions for that. We have a map of the Angola Neck area up here, and if you're not familiar with it, the Long Neck is over in this area over here. West Rehoboth is up here, so it's the area that juts down into the, I guess, the Rehoboth Bay and Indian River Bay areas. It's part of our inland base planning area, and we've been looking at this, as you know, through our studies with Whitman and Reckwart. Back on June 14th, 2005, we had a preliminary meeting with people from the Angola Neck area to see if there was interest in central sewer there. We had over 200 people in attendance, and it's safe to say that the attendees there were overwhelmingly in support of sewer. So we're moving towards trying to give them the opportunity for sewer service. The area that we're actually talking about, I've handed out a map. We're not talking about sewering the entire Angola Neck area at this time. We're looking at the area where we have the most interest. And Rob's going to put the next map up here. And we've basically have been meeting with three communities there, Angola by the Bay, Bay Ridge Woods up here, a small a new community that's having septic problems or had septic problems recently, and the Woods on Herring Creek. And Woods on Herring Creek, as you may know, has a failing community septic system, USI, originally operated this, much like Bay Colony, where we had to go in there and take that over. Similar situation. And they have been very interested in sanitary sewer service in the county coming over and taking over that service. We have also had some preliminary discussions with the owners of Angola Estates and Angola Beach Estates here. And they have expressed some interest in sewer there. They have an existing on-site system. They lease their lots, but they have expressed an interest, and so they are also included here. So we felt like this was a good area to create as a what we'll call a phase one for the Angola Neck area. You start getting away from this area and you start getting into more farm fields and those kind of things. So we feel that this is an area that has the highest need. As I said, woods on Herring Creek is of particular interest. Just wanted to give the council an idea. We have talked with the Woods on Herring Creek Homeowners Association, which I'll mention they are here today or tonight to support this, I believe. And we have talked to them because they have a failing system. They've actually taken over the system and are operating at this point. They're pumping wastewater out of it daily to make it operate properly so that it's not having the failing drain fields that it's had. So we've told them that if a referendum is successful, the county would look at immediately going in there and trying to take over that operation so that they would not have to maintain it if a sewer district is established. But we've told them we're not interested in maintaining the existing drain fields, just mainly in we would take over their pumping operation and so that they could would not have to deal with those problems. As I said, we're talking about tonight the permission to distribute petitions. We have a proposed schedule. If we receive enough petitions in a timely manner, we would like to go to public hearing sometime after the first of the year, have a referendum sometime later next year, and then sewer may be available in 2010 for that area. So it's kind of the schedule we're looking at. We have prepared petitions. They have been sent to the county attorney for approval. We don't have that approval yet, but as soon as we receive it, if council approves this, we will distribute those so that people can get their signatures.
And
any questions?
Their problem that they have right now, Russell, you're saying that if the petition passed, then we will automatically go in?
We would actually have to have the referendum. We would have to have the authority to be able to go in there and operate and maintain it.
Recreate the district and then we're up and rolling. That would relieve the pressure
right
off them as far as and we can send our Campbells in to take care of the job and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Can we do it more cost-effective than they're doing it? Have you looked at it?
We've thrown some numbers out to them that we think we can do it for, and they were happy with those numbers. They feel like they're something that they can live with.
The homeowners have done a very good job in maintaining it. I mean, they have been left really out there on the limb by themselves, been abandoned by the operator. And Denrick really had no protection for them. There was no safeguard. Nobody was overlooking the operations of it. The Public Service Commission, Denrick both left them abandoned. And they've really done, the homeowners done a tremendous job, and they have set the standards. They were responsible for getting the Public Service Commission to really realize that something needed to be done and that they really should be commended for what they have done and set a standard, made the state realize what needed to be done with this. And they were responsible for getting Senate Bill 99 passed to see the need to be. And whatever we can do for them, we should try to do.
Okay. I have a proposed motion. Move that Sussex County Council approves the circulation of petitions to submit the question of organizing a sanitary sewer district for the Angola Neck area as presented on September 12, 2006 to a referendum vote.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to approve the circulation of petitions on the proposed Angola Neck sanitary sewer district. Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Duke,
yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Archett, Millville expansion of Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Second item I have has to do with the Beaver Dam planning area, which is south of the town of Millville. I'm actually going to cover, there's two items under this part of my agenda item, and I'm going to ask for your approval on both of them at the same time. They're both related. Council approved an escrow agreement for the design of the regional facilities to serve this area down in here. And it includes four developments, Fairway Village, Barrington Park, Millville by the Sea, and Dove's Landing. Those developers have financed through an escrow agreement, the design of a regional infrastructure to serve this area. And what I'm here tonight to is to ask permission to, or for your approval for an amendment to that escrow to go to the next phase. The design is essentially complete at this point. We should be finishing up the plans and specifications. And we plan to be able to turn those over to developers so they can go to the construction phase here in the next month or so. And so in accordance with that, we would like to amend the escrow now to include the cost to cover the inspection and contract administration for the for overseeing this work. And the included in that is a contract with Whitman Recourt and Associates for $749,605 to do the contract administration and project representation. They will oversee the construction by the developers of the Beaver Dam Regional Pump Station and force mains to the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities, Pump Station Number 6, which will be located in the Doves Landing Subdivision, 30-inch gravity sewer, which will be in Substation Road, which is kind of the backbone of this area here. And it also allows for the potential installation of the county sewer in Denton Mills, which is a nearby subdivision up along Route 24, so, or 26. And, to do that, we will have to approve also an agreement with Whitman Recourt and Associates. I've given you that amount. The developers have already forwarded the funds to be deposited to this escrow to cover those costs. And for the council's information, if the funds are not spent, then anything remaining in that escrow account goes back to the developer. So it's only for the actual costs that are incurred. And I have a motion if council is interested. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council authorizes its president to execute amendment number 1 to the escrow agreement for Beaver Dam and its contract with Whitman Recourt and Associates LLP for construction administration project representation for Beaver Dam Regional Pump Station, Gravity Sewer and Force Main, Pump Station Number 6, and State Route 26, subject to the approval of the Assistant County Attorney.
Gentlemen. Motion Mr. Jones, second by.
Second.
Mr. Dukes to approve the Beaver Dam escrow agreement amendment number 1 is read. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Number 2.
Evening, Mike.
Good evening. Good evening. I have two items on my agenda this evening. The first is in regards to the Holtz Landing